And now for the last question of all. Why would our government do such a thing? I hope you're sitting down. First, we have Larry Silverstein, the man who purchased the World Trade Center in July 2001. After September 11th, Silverstein demanded $7.2 billion from his insurers, claiming that each plane counted as a separate act of terrorism. However, on December 6th, 2004, the courts only reward him with $2.2 billion. Next, we have the put options that were placed on United Airlines, American Airlines, and Boeing. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, more than $2.5 million has remained unclaimed. As for 9/11 itself, Reuters reported that Comvar, a German computer company, is responsible for helping companies and accountants in New York restore their data from over 400 hard drives that were recovered from the World Trade Center's rubble. Comvar recovered information from 32 different computers that suggested insider trading took place on 9/11. Richard Wagner, an expert at Comvar: there is a suspicion that some people had advanced knowledge of the approximate time of the plane crashes in order to move out amounts exceeding $100 million. They thought that the records of their transactions could not be traced after the mainframes were destroyed. After their analysis, Comvar handed the results over to the FBI. Although the FBI was legally bound to investigate who was responsible, to date they have done no such thing. Moving on. According to Wikipedia, one of the world's largest gold depositories was stored underneath the World Trade Center. In 1993, the value of the gold was estimated at $1 billion, rumored to be owned by Kuwaiti interests. When the World Trade Center was destroyed, the amount of gold far exceeded the 1993 levels. The gold was finally recovered in its entirety in late 2001. Or was it? On November 1st, 2001, the Times Online reported that a large amount of gold was discovered in the wreckage of the World Trade Center. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani announced that more than $230 million was recovered from Ground Zero. However, the COMEX Metals Trading Division was storing gold bars for the Bank of Nova Scotia, Chase Manhattan Bank, Bank of New York, Hong Kong, and Shanghai Banking, totaling $950 million. And that's just one company. Rumor has it that over $160 billion in gold was stored in the World Trade Center. So where did all the gold go? Remember the gold that was found in November 2001? Reuters reported that it was discovered in the back of a 10-wheel truck, along with several cars, in a delivery tunnel underneath World Trade Center 5. No bodies were recovered. As workers got closer to the gold, authorities began restricting access to Ground Zero, joined by FBI and Secret Service agents. One worker, who was directed away from the tunnel, told a reporter, "If I tried to go down there, they would have shot me." Heavy machinery operators and others worked under the watchful eye of more than 100 armed officers. So let me get this straight. Gold from World Trade Center 4 was found underneath World Trade Center 5 in an empty delivery truck with an empty escort of cars. I think it's safe to say that they were running away from the South Tower. The question is, how did they know to flee from their stash when not even the firefighters inside the South Tower expected it to collapse? $167 billion in gold. $200 million is found. And that's just the money. After September 11th, President Bush had and continues to have permission to do and say whatever he wants, all under the pretext of 9/11. The Patriot Act. The Department of Homeland Security. Afghanistan. Iraq.
Got him. Good. Second one. Hit the other one.
It's time for America to accept 9/11 for what it was. A lie which killed thousands of people, only in turn killing hundreds of thousands more to make billions upon trillions of dollars. Are you angry yet? You should be. Every single attempt to investigate and uncover the truth behind 9/11 has been blackballed, ridiculed, and harassed by both the government and media alike for even daring to question the official story.
Jimmy Walter, who spent nearly $2 million on an advertising blitz to convince people here in New York and elsewhere that 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound. Jimmy, welcome. Why are you doing this?
I'm a patriot trying to defend this country from the real terrorists who have damaged and changed our country. I am asking the same questions that the widows and orphans, parents and friends of the victims of 9/11 are asking and have not had answered by either the 9/11 Commission nor by any real investigation to the mass murders that 66% of New Yorkers want investigated.
Okay, Jimmy, let me...